falls to you.
Who the sun sets free, who is free.
Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry, your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this beautiful day on this program, thanking God for allowing me to come and share the good news of His Word. And truly, I thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Now today, people around the world who are seeking God's face more than ever before of the things that is on this earth and coming on this earth, they are trying their very best to have a close relationship with the Lord. How about you? What are your plans today to give God the glory and the praise? What is your plan for God? What is the purpose that God got for you in this hour? Like I said, there are people around the world from all every continent of this world. And here in the United States, people from different states, praise God, are really laying out before the Lord, prostrate before the Lord, asking God for mercy and grace, asking God for direction, asking God what to do, asking God what to tell their people, asking God everything they need. They are asking God at this moment, and praise His holy name. Thank God for Jesus Christ. We are to lift up our hands before Him toward the heaven, hallelujah, and asking God to open the portals, to open the spiritual airways, praise God, to know that He is with us every step of the way. My people of God, hallelujah. We need to get ourselves equipped, for the time is coming that we need to get ourselves clothed, as Paul said, put on the whole armor of God, because the devil is on the rampage and he's coming forth stronger than ever before. And God is letting us know not to take things for granted, but to get yourself equipped, for the day is coming. My people, your day is coming. Praise God. And we need to get ourselves fully equipped for the things that the devil is going to ditch out right now. Hallelujah. In the days to come. We are not to take God for granted. We need to take heed to the word of God. That's why the Lord said we need to subdue the earth. Praise God. We need to take command of the things that God give to us. He has given you the weapon. He is giving you the weapon and how to fight the enemy. We are to subdue the earth. Hallelujah. By prayer and fasting, by speaking God's word with the authority to let the enemy know who you are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You are the child of God, and we need to come forth than ever before. Prayer warriors, come out from your closet. Intercessors, come forth and bring forth the word of God. Intercede, praise God. Receive the prophetic that God wants you to receive, to give out to your people, to burst out His word more than ever before. God wants you to come forth, hallelujah, to bring forth the word of righteousness. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. We do not have time to sit back and let the enemy walk over what God wants you to have. The Lord wants you to stand up to the enemy, Satan, the devil, the demons, hallelujah. He wants you to come forth, hallelujah, to bring forth His word, hallelujah. Not to shut it down, not to shut down, but to come forth boldly before the mighty God of Jesus Christ. He wants you to come boldly to speak his word with the authority. And I thank God for his word today. I thank God for his word today. Because we don't know the day nor the hour when Jesus is coming back. But Jesus is going to return. But he's coming to return for his righteous, for those who seeking his faith, to those who crying out, how long, Lord? How long? Hallelujah. But I thank God for his son, Jesus Christ, willing to lay down his life for every one of us, that we can accept him as our Lord and Savior. And those who don't know Jesus today, those who have left Jesus, now's the time for you to return yourself back to him like the prodigal son when he realized that his father have a plan. Praise God. He realized that his father will have compassion on him, that his father will have mercy on him. He realized that he wouldn't be a servant. Hallelujah. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. Jesus, hallelujah, is our Lord and Savior. He's our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But now is the day that we need to confess his name, to trust him every step of the way, to know that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. For I thank God for his word this morning. I thank God for getting up 3 a.m. in the morning. That's where you get your answer, at 3 a.m. in prayer. Praise God. God got people. Praise God. God got people getting up early in the morning. God got people getting up at 1, 2, and 3 o'clock. But something about 3 a.m. Praise God. That's what Jesus did. He walked the water 3 a.m. in the morning, after he had a conversation with the Father. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. You got to come to the place and willing to sacrifice your time for the Lord. If you want the Lord to do something for you, you need to sacrifice your time for the Lord. And I thank God for Jesus. You can't go wrong when you get up 3 a.m. in the morning to seek God. That's where your blessings, that's where your answers, that's where your healing, that's where your miracles happen, at 3 a.m. in the morning. Praise God. I challenge you, praise God, to get up that time of morning at 3 a.m. and seek the Lord and watch God move on your behalf. I challenge you to get up 3 a.m. in the morning and seek the Lord more than ever before. You cannot go wrong when you seek Jesus 3 a.m. in the morning. And you will feel his presence. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. Now I'm going to Mark the 11th chapter. And I thank God for the faith that Jesus was teaching his disciples. We are his disciples today. What he taught Peter them, he's the same Jesus today, is teaching us and how to release our faith that we can subdue the earth. Hallelujah. That we can take command of everything that God given to us. And I'm talking about God's righteous people. We can take possession by speaking God's word with the authority. Praise God. And not doubt, but speak God's word. Hallelujah. Faithfully. And this is what the word of God said. In the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Now, in the beginning, Jesus saw the fig tree, but Jesus spoke to the fig tree and cursed it. Praise God. He released, praise God, his authority on the word. Hallelujah. He released the word of God on speaking to that fig tree. And the fig tree died because what Jesus had said to it. And listen what Jesus said, praise God, when Peter then realized when they came back from the out of the city of Jerusalem and they saw this fig tree. In the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree wither from the roots. Peter, calling to remembrance, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. Jesus answered them, have faith in God. For truly I say to you, whoever say to this mountain, be removed and be thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart. That's the word. Don't doubt. That's what Jesus said. We are not to doubt, but believe that what he said will come to pass. He will have whatever he said. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you will receive them and you will have them. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. And that's it. The Lord was giving us the authority to speak the things that you see. That whatever hinder you, whether it be your financial situation, whether it be your marriage, whether it be your family, whatever be your health, praise God, whatever is going on with you, you have to learn to release God's word in your mouth. Open your mouth and release God's word. You got to speak what God said, as Jesus said here. Praise God. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. And that's why Jesus said, have faith in God. You got to release the word of God out of your mouth of any situation that you are facing right now. That's how we subdue the earth, by releasing God's word, by speaking God's word with the authority, and not doubt, but believe in what you're saying. Speak to the mountain. Hallelujah. The mountain could be your financial situation. The mountain could be that your children are out of control. Your mountain could be your spouse, hallelujah, your business, praise God, your ministry, praise God, whatever is involved in you, you are to speak the word of God. Thank you, Jesus, with the authority, and believe, that what Jesus is saying here, believe, have faith, believe in what God is saying to you, believe in what you're saying, you can have what you say, praise God. And one thing about it, when we speak God's word with authority and not doubt and trust God every step of the way and knowing that God is with us, that's how we encourage ourselves. That's how you encourage yourself, by reading God's word with the authority. That's why Jesus was teaching his disciples. And now today, we are his disciples, his followers, his believers. Praise God, to trust in his word, to rely on his word, and not to doubt, but to believe in whatever we are saying today. God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Men and women of God, trust God, believe in God's word, and knowing that God is with you. Long you exercise God's word in your mouth, God will see you through this. So may God be with you, trusting in his word, and you have a great and beautiful Saturday. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.